The Reality of TV, Part 2. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A couple of weeks ago, I talked about some of the realities of televised high school sports. In short, how nationally televised games on cable network do absolutely nothing to promote the local nature of educational athletics, but rather exploit such games for the benefit of giving college recruiting junkies their fix of seeing the 1% or less of the kids that may be playing for their alma mater or their opponents down the road. But now there is a new platform for high school sports that is all local, all the time, leveraging the power of the internet to keep schools connected with their alumni and fans who could never otherwise get to the games from across town, across the state, across the country, or around the globe. The Michigan High School Athletic Association, which has been running one of the country's most popular high school sports video websites, MHSAA.tv, for the past few years, has joined with more than 30 other states under the umbrella of the NFHSnetwork.com website, powered by Play On Sports, to deliver regular season and tournament events to their respective fans. The difference in this platform is that every game matters, that this is for every kid who plays, not just the so-called elite athletes, that the local flavor of high school sports isn't junked up by national sponsors and recruiting reports, that the big game between the two schools with a combined enrollment of less than 500 kids playing for their local version of a little brown jug on a playing surface surrounded by a cornfield is every bit as big a deal as the two suburban Class A schools facing out in front of larger crowds. And the beauty of a lot of the regular season content is that it is being produced by the schools themselves, by students. Michigan was a pilot state in the school broadcast program several years ago, and now has a network of participants stretching from Calumet to Adrian. The school broadcast program gives schools the opportunity to use the NFHSnetwork.com platform to stream live and on demand athletic and non-athletic events, everything from competitive cheer and concerts to commencements. The kids working on the productions get real-life experience in video broadcasting, and we've seen that this kind of involvement in after-school activity has been a lifesaver literally for some kids, socially and academically, just like athletics. Schools can benefit from the outreach to their extended communities and have the opportunity to generate new revenue for their programs through selling advertising within broadcasts or subscriptions so folks can watch them. And there will be plenty of tournament action from different states available. This fall, MHSAA championships in Lower Peninsula boys soccer, cross country, and girls swimming and diving will be available, along with the semifinals and finals of the girls volleyball tournament. All of these programs will be available on a subscription basis, and highlights of other fall finals in golf and tennis and UP cross country will be available free on demand. This is television of high school sports done right. Local schools, local kids producing games involving their classmates, and local schools and communities benefiting. It's a far cry from the prostitution that the Alphabet family of networks serves us up, claiming to be coverage of high school sports. You can get more information about the school broadcast program by visiting the MHSAA website, and you can get to all of this school-produced and tournament content at the local address you've been able to go to for years, MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.